Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. And today on the program, all the way from the UK, we'd like to welcome a new music superstar who's definitely on the rise, recently signed by Warner Records. We'd like to welcome Donnell. Donnell, it's great to have you on the Voice of America.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, well, first of all, it's been quite an interesting journey for you. You were discovered, I guess, on a TV show, The Voice in the UK by will.i.am.
Yes, sir. I was 16, actually. Yeah. And that was a great experience for me. But yeah, that's when it all started.
Mm-hmm. And so what did you learn from will.i.am? Because he's quite a guy to have mentoring you. And for him to turn his chair around and say, I want you on my team, that's a big deal in someone's career.
Yeah, very big deal. I mean, for me, it was just an amazing experience to just have someone like that in my corner to be able to support me and to just to vouch for me in a whole competition. And being young and looking up to the likes of Black Eyed Peas, I remember singing, I remember putting on G6 in my earphones going to school. And then I'm here with one of the guys from Black Eyed Peas. Like, it was a crazy moment for me. But it was just, yeah, it was a very humbling experience. And to have someone of that stature and of that level supporting me was just great.
What was the best advice he gave you? Give us a little insight into the behind the scenes workings of Donnell and will.i.am. What was the best thing he said?
I think the best thing he said to me was being true to myself and always keeping family first, because it matters a lot. Because I'm very close to my grandma, and he said that mine and my grandmother's relationship reminds him of his. And it's obviously you have the music and everything, but as well as that, for me personally, it's a lot about family, because that's your support system. That's who I am without anything else, and that's who's always been there. So those are one of the biggest things he taught me, biggest lessons he taught me.
And grandma stars in one of your videos, I guess.
You know what? My grandmother, she stars in my first ever audition of The Voice UK. She ran on stage like straight after I performed. Like, will.i.am turned in like a couple of seconds, and then everyone else turned. And at the end, before I even spoke to the coaches, my grandmother ran on stage. Can you imagine? I was 16 and my grandma just ran on stage. Oh no.
Like, and isn't she in your music video for Motion? Do you two dance?
So it's my brother. So it's my little brother as well. Oh. My little brother's in the video for Motion. That's crazy, because me and my brother do TikToks all the time. So me and him are always dancing on TikTok. And we started as a fun little thing. Like in the first lockdown, we started doing TikToks and doing loads of dancing. And everyone's like, oh, your little brother, like, he can dance and he's so young and he's so small. And so I was like, let's just have him in the video and just have fun, because what I wanted to portray in that music video is myself, like, mm-hmm. taking on from what will.i.am told me, family and myself. So we have my little brother in the video. We have a mother figure in the video. It wasn't my actual mum, but she felt like my mum, because it's like, yeah, it was very fun. And I just wanted to portray the whole family culture and love and the warmth, the warming feeling that people have with their family and connections. That's what I want to portray in the music video, because it's very easy to just go for a music video that's just flashy and lights and girls and whatnot. But I just wanted to keep it authentic to who I am and just to be myself.
That's great. Do you still have Mangina family back in Zimbabwe, back at home?
Yeah, I still got a lot of the Mangina family back home. Big up the Mangina family.
Mangina, sorry.
Yeah. No, that's all good. But yeah, all over the world, to be honest. Got some in Zimbabwe, got some in Canada, some are everywhere, South Africa, Australia, like everywhere, really. But so it's a big family. My granddad was a busy man.
Do you get to go back to Zimbabwe often?
Yeah, I mean, the last time I went to Zimbabwe was 2018. And I remember pulling up, I remember we landed at the airport, had my grandma there. She had my whole family had T-shirts with my face on it, because it was just after The Voice. They all had like my face on their T-shirts. Then I had like loads of girls just running at me, and I'd never experienced this kind of thing before. And I was like, "What's going on?" Like, it was crazy.
You're a handsome guy. I'm sure you've had no problem with the ladies throughout your life. What, you know, a lot of musicians I talk to will say, you know, when I ask why did you choose music, why did you get in this business, they said the girls. So for Donnell.
Do you know what? For me, I'm a Christian, so I'm very much about leading by example and just being a good person and just being very behaved, it can be hard, but
yes.
You have to be behaved. I feel like you have to do music for the right reasons. For me, it's about the passion. Like, I love doing music. I love just writing about my feelings and having fun and just allowing people to experience joy through my music is what I really want to capture and to put across. But I mean, the ladies are very beautiful. So, but at the same time, my mom, if you're watching, I'm behaving.
Be a good boy. Donnell, be a good boy.
Yes, sir.
So what's the first song you're going to give to us today?
The first song I'm going to perform is Motion, which is the lead single from my EP, African Boy Part 1.
All right, so we're going to check it out right now. Here's Donnell, and this is Motion on Border Crossings.
Why, oh why, they always got a question like, why do we try? It can never slow down our progression. And every new day is a blessing. Ain't got time for the, ain't got time to be stressing now. Ooh. I ain't tryna get in the way if the rhythm catches on to it. How we just gotta let it vibrate when we rotate, it's always a mood. So can we keep this motion flowing? Yeah. We gotta keep this motion growing. Yeah. So many people try to slow us, hold us down. In the world, gonna run this town. We gotta keep this motion flowing. I'm coming in a dance, and you know we run the vibe. Don't need no liquor to hold us on a high. Don't need nobody but your body and my body doing what we do. Yeah. 'Cause every new day is a blessing. Ain't got time for the stressing now. Ooh. I-L-L-A, mama. I ain't tryna get in the way if the rhythm catches on to. We just gotta let it vibrate. When we rotate, it's always a move. So can we keep this motion flowing? Yeah. We gotta keep this motion growing. Yeah. So many people try to slow us, hold us down. But it was in the world, gonna run this town. We gotta keep this motion flowing. Yeah. Every piece of your love in the air. I can't lie, baby girl, it's so rare. Yeah, I. Ain't nobody stopping this thing. Yeah. I. We just gotta get the vibes in your head. So can we keep this motion flowing? Yeah. We gotta keep this motion growing. Yeah. So many people try to slow us, hold us up. Who do we see in the world gonna run this town? We gotta keep this motion flowing. I'm the African boy, I'm the African boy, oh yeah. LLA, 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 LLA. Lead to that, oh to that, huh. Oh, yeah. My guys.
Border Crossings, and we are watching a new music video. It's a brand new single off of an EP. Donnell is with us today. He's the performer of that song, which is Motion. And so tell me about that song. Is that a song that you wrote? Do you write most of your music, or did you collaborate with someone?
Oh, I am very passionate about being involved in my music. Like, there's not a single song that has been put out that is not, I haven't been involved in. But I collaborated with a cool writer called Dante Johnson and two producers called Two Faded, SJ and Rennie. So it was a very fun day. Like, I wasn't writing to try and find something. I just went into the studio. I had a session booked and we went there and I just wrote we just wanted to write something that's energetic, like energy, fun, positive, that describes me, and something that I can feel like pushing, because I'm passionate about my music and I'm passionate about pushing something that I really want. So this was like a song that just came up and I was like, oh, I remember driving. I was like, I don't care if anyone from the label doesn't like this. This song is like, I'm happy with this song. Yeah. And next thing you know, it's out now. So I'm very happy with that song and it's just fun. And I love, like I said, I love making people feel excited when they listen to my music and for them to just catch a vibe.
Well, this is
Yeah, and for the ladies.
a very exciting time for you. I mean, Warner is a big major label, and I know Aisha and her team are great people to work with. And so, you know, for you, especially, you've been doing this for 4 or 5 years now, putting out music. You got millions and millions of streams. So this has to be exciting now with the new EP.
Yes, it is very exciting, especially the name African Boy Part One. I just want to bring Africa to the world. Like, I loved experiencing different cultures. My friendship group is full of people from different ends of the world, from different ends of the earth, like from Pakistan, India, Africa, South Africa, everywhere really. And it's just like, for me, it's about expressing my culture and at the same time appreciating other people's cultures in the middle of that as well. So it's not just about Africa, it's about people experiencing different cultures. It's like when you go to a cuisine or like a restaurant, like you have a buffet, they have different elements in different places. So for me, I was like, let me express Africa. Like, I'm from Africa, I'm a boy. So let me explore that a bit more and try and give a touch of Africa through my music.
That's great. That's great that you're bringing your culture to the world, because right now you're meeting many different people. We're on the air in 100 different countries. And Voice of America has over 279 million listeners and viewers. And I know we're on Ahadu TV in Ethiopia. We're on the National Indonesian Television Broadcast Network in Indonesia. You're meeting many, many people in many places around the world right now who are also meeting you. And of course, through the UK on The Voice, you met millions and millions of people every week. What was it like to be judged in front of such a large audience, to actually be so vulnerable and expose yourself to where people are talking about how good or bad, what they liked and didn't like about you presenting your craft? I mean, that's got to be tough. You got to get a thick skin for that.
Yeah, I did not think about that. That was not in my head. For me, I heard The Voice UK and I thought it was just about singing. So I was like, oh, let me just try and dance. No one's really done that. So let me just try. Like, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, I'm 16. I'm still a young boy. I can try again next year if I want to. And I went there and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. And I just wanted to showcase. It was just about me being able to showcase my talent and my abilities. So that's what I wanted to really grasp. And I just had fun. I feel like if you really love something and you enjoy it, people will see it. So it's about having fun and just having a great time and not forcing anything. And that's what I did. I just went there, had a great time, and some crazy opportunities came with it, like for the likes of, like, yeah, royal family opportunities and so on. And it was a very crazy ride. But as a young boy, you don't really think about the risks.
Right, right. So Prince Harry's a fan of yours, among others, many others, but Prince Harry is your fan.
Yes, sir. That's crazy to me. That is very crazy to me. Like, the fact he watched The Voice twice with Meghan Markle and then they invited me to perform for the Queen's birthday. So I was his act. Like, he said a speech and then he introduced me to perform. He presented me basically to the world. So it was a very crazy moment. Something that I'm forever grateful for, because I always love to give thanks and have gratitude. And yeah, so that's, like I said, being young, 16, and performing to the Queen and to the leaders of the world is just crazy to me. And with the likes of Craig David, Shawn Mendes, Anne Marie, Tom Jones, so many people, like. And I remember we had an after party. There was an after party.
Wow.
At the after party, they had Prince Harry's cousins. They had celebrities like Kylie Minogue was there. The cast, like a few from the cast of Friends were there. And I was like, whoa, this is crazy. Like, my friends are going to go mad. And just loads of different people, like actors and all this. And I was there like, I can't believe I'm here. Like, these are like the biggest of the biggest. And I'm just a boy from Zimbabwe, sat here with the highest ranked, I don't know, big people. And it was just a crazy moment for me. That just motivated me to work harder and just to want to be better than I am. And
of course, we're talking about something that happened 3 years ago. You're 19 now. You were 16. So between then and now, what's been the highlight moment for Donnell? What has happened since all of that went on?
I feel like pursuing my music career. Like, for example, being able to put out music, because I went from The Voice, Queen's birthday, And now it's like, okay, cool. Now I need to be seen. Like musically, I need to be taken seriously. Musically, I need people to love my music and hear it on the radio, Shazam it, play it everywhere. And for me, I really want to take my music across the world. So I was like, okay, cool. Now I need to knuckle down and make music. So I learned how to write, songwrite. I learned how to engineer myself. So now I can come into a studio space like this, put my laptop down and write a song. And things like that is the learning curve and just being able to elevate myself as an artist, as a writer, as a performer. Fitness-wise, I went through a crazy fitness journey where I lost a lot of weight and then I started reshaping my body and just figuring out different ways on how I can really elevate myself. And now with the release of African Boy Part 1, it's like, okay, cool. This is me stepping out my first ever project and really showcasing myself to the world because it's an international release. Like I'm showcasing myself to everyone. And yeah, I hope I seem friendly. I hope I seem fun.
Yeah. You're a very friendly guy with a great smile. And so, you know, I and a great voice too, but how are you handling being 19 and at this pivotal moment in your life, you reshaped your body, you got yourself healthy and in a good place, you're ready to go. But here we are stuck at home. Here we are still locked down. The world's opening up slowly. How have you handled the limitations that have been put on all of us in this difficult 15 months or so?
If anything, it's helped me a lot. In terms of connecting with my fans on social media, I use Instagram a lot. I use TikTok a lot. So for me, it's just been an opportunity to connect to everyone at home and everyone's just watching. Everyone's looking for something to be entertaining them. And for me, I was like, I'm just going to be myself, involve my little brother in my videos, have fun with my family. Like me and my family were putting the speaker on in the back garden when it was sunny and we just dance. Because it's just like, it gave me the opportunity to connect with my own family at home and to connect with fans outside because obviously everyone's at home. So, and it just allowed me to really even work on my craft and write certain songs I didn't write before. And just to work on different things. And I just had a great time. Like, I know COVID was a very difficult time for some people and still is, but I just wanted to be that light that shines upon people and actually be like, okay, cool. Like it might be a depressing time. You might have lost someone or you might have had COVID, but let me put a smile on your face today. I feel like people needed that because a lot of the news and everything was very much, it was very heavy and it was very sad to watch. So I just wanted to be positive in that time.
Oh, wow. Well, you're a giver. That's one thing that makes you very special. Donnell is our guest. He's going to do another song for us. What's the name of this next one?
This next song is called Awake, and I'm very excited for you to hear it.
All right, let's check it out. Donnell and Awake here on Border Crossings.
Yeah. D to the O to the. My guys. I don't want to waste no time. Wasting time, now we true, oh yeah. I know where the best combine, they can't find. What do we do? I'm all over you. What else can I do? Oh yeah, let's get it started. We just getting started. Step up the vibe, you're in for a ride. Cannot describe what I feel inside. This energy, oh, it's never cheap. Hey. And there's no need to sleep when nobody's sleeping, huh? Because we're staying awake, awake, awake. We won't let the night go and fade away. Oh, yeah. Until the sun comes through on the ocean view and I'm stuck with you, oh, yeah. We're staying awake, awake, awake. Till the morning, hey. Show me all the dreams you see. Oh, girl, wait, you already wake. I can give you all you need, all you need. Right with me, oh, I love is true, I love is true. What can they do? Oh, we shouldn't fight it. Mama, don't you hide it. Let's go. Step up the vibe, you're in for a ride. Cannot describe what I feel inside. This energy, oh, it's never cheap. And there's no need to sleep, cause nobody's sleeping. Ha, because we staying awake, awake, awake. And we won't let the night go and fade away. Oh, yeah. Until the sun comes through on the ocean view and I'm stuck with you. Oh, yeah. We staying awake, awake, awake. Till the morning. I ain't gonna lie, I be feeling awake. Getting crazy butterflies cause I'm missing my bait. Slip, slide, I be riding the wave.
Every night you're the one that I crave. You need me and I need you. Texting me when love is due. Caught up, yes sir, that's true. I be floating on your ocean view. Because we're awake, awake, awake. Oh, we won't let the night go and fade away. Until the sun come through on the ocean view. And I'm stuck with you, oh yeah, we stay.
Border Crossings, and that music video, that song is called Awake. It is done by Donnell, who is now living in the UK, and that's a great track. You wrote that, or?
Yes, sir. I wrote that myself, actually, along with the producers that I worked with on the track. But yeah, it was a very, very energetic song, and I remember the day I wrote it, actually. I remember doing vocal warm-ups in the car on my way to the studio session. It's crazy, but yeah.
What kind of warm-ups do you do? Just out of curiosity. I mean, everybody's got a different routine before they sing, before they go on.
I ain't even started mine today yet.
Let's go through them then. Here we are. We're going to watch live and Donnell warming up.
So you go like, and things like that, and na 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 na, all that kind of stuff. My voice is obviously warmer now because I've been singing.
But... and you've been doing interviews all day.
Now, do you know what it is though? Like with voices, like when you're doing interviews and talking, you're basically warming up your voice without knowing. But you can also take it up a notch and do the actual ones, which make you sound like a madman. But it helps.
A vocal coach that you work with, or are you self-taught?
I have worked with vocal coaches. I have to give the props to the vocal coaches because I've learned a lot about being a vocalist and using your body to support your voice and your vocal cords. You need to know those kind of things. And without vocal coaches, it would be a very tough industry. Like, I don't think the music would be as good as it is, like, for any artist. But I've done vocal lessons. I did a lot on The Voice. I've done a lot externally from The Voice where I'll go to a vocal coach and work on. I haven't done it for a while, but like it's a fun way of elevating your vocals, and it's very important. And yeah, even looking after your voice with things like ginger. I chew ginger.
Oh, okay.
You know, like I would chew ginger. Like if I'm feeling ill, I'll chew ginger. If I'm feeling a bit under the weather, I'll chew ginger. But yeah, it's very
great
important.
Advice. That's great.
Yeah.
Go to a sushi restaurant. We can all chew ginger together. So Donnell, let me, I want to also ask you, the new CD is African Boy Part 1, which is, you know, makes us assume there's gonna be Part 2, there's gonna be more to come. But African Boy, how much of your culture from Zimbabwe do you bring into this CD?
I bring in quite a bit. I wanted to make an EP which is like, it's not too far away from the world. So for the people that are watching now, for you guys that are watching, it's like you can listen to the song and you can hear it on radio and you can hear, and then there's another song which I'm going to perform, which is called Savage, which is like, it's very Afro and it's very sexy and very chilled and very like mood. Do you understand? I really wanted to capture the contrast of having a bit of pop, a bit of R&B, and a bit of and the African, do you understand? But the way I say certain words, you can tell I'm not just straight pop. It's like I'm African influenced. So, Motion, Awake, Afro influenced, and even like the rap I just did in Awake, it's like me exploring different things I can do. Because this EP doesn't have any feature. Like I wanted to stand on my own two legs and really showcase myself and show myself like, hey guys, I'm Donnell. This is what I can do. So me rapping added a different texture and a different side to myself, which people didn't really know in a way. So this was just an opportunity for me to do that. And also, of course, because I'm from Zimbabwe, I'm influenced by the lingo, by the way we do things and say things. And yeah, even in the music video for Motion, you can see we do certain dances that are African because I'm African influenced. Yeah.
And you're having fun dancing. I can tell that you're a good dancer. And
thank you.
It just consumes you. So we're going to listen to that ballad right now, that soulful new song you're talking about.
Yes, sir. This next song is called Savage.
Savage, Donnell, here on The Voice of America.
Yeah. They say that you ain't easy. Huh. You don't trust no one, but you can read me. Yeah. Champagne and gown for your body, yo. My eyes don't lie when I look at you. I won't deny that I think of you night and day and day and night. Something nice, something pretty and nice. Girl, you're hot, hot, hot. Light it up, 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 eh? No surprise, you're the sugar and spice. Make me feel the rush. I no say too much. You're so savage, but I like it, yeah, yeah, yeah. When you do damage, that's exciting, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, yeah, yeah. You got me with a mood, baby, you unruly. Cause you're so savage. Are you so savage? I really like it. I lele. You be the one, there be no capo.
One, two.
I wanna know what we can rendezvous, oh yeah. I lele. Don't believe what them boys say. I got what you need. Talk is cheap. I mean, I don't play. Cause I got what you need. Something nice. Something pretty and nice. Girl, you're hot, hot, hot. Light it up, up, up. No surprise. You're the sugar and spice. Make me feel a rush. I ain't no say too much. You're so savage, but I like it, yeah, yeah, yeah. When you do damage, that's exciting, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're rude, yeah, yeah. You got me with a mood. Baby, you unruly. Cause you're so savage. Are you so savage? I really like it. My baby, you're savage, yeah. I'm an African boy, I'm an African. No, but you're so savage, baby. Savage, baby, yeah. Let's go. You're so savage, but I like it, yeah, yeah, yeah. When you do damage, that's exciting, yeah, yeah, yeah. You call me with a move. Baby, you are unruly. Cause you're so savage. Are you so savage? I really like it. I like it. Like it. Oh, I like it, baby. Yeah, I like it. I like it, baby.
Border Crossings, and that is Donnell, and that's called Savage. And I'll tell you what, that's a cool groove. That's the R&B sound. You really captured that well.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, it was yeah, you hit the nail on the head. R&B and Afro, like, yeah, I just had fun making that one. That one was for the ladies.
They're all for the ladies. Come on now.
They're all to be enjoyed and just to groove and to just catch a vibe, really.
I bet you're excited to go on tour. That's got to be something you're looking forward to as soon as this situation opens up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm very excited to tour. Like, I love performing. I love being in front of the stage, in front of the TV, in front of the camera, in front of everything. And that's a big part of me. And I can't wait to travel and visit all the countries you're broadcasting to today. So I'm very excited for that.
Can you describe your sound? I read where you felt you're not just Afro beats. And I would have to say that that's true. You're much more. And you said, you know, I guess a quote from you is you're just as comfortable doing a Chris Brown groove as you are anything else.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, I'm a big fan of Chris Brown, like from being young, musically. But for me, looking at those kind of people, it also makes me learn lessons and be like, what kind of role model do I want to be? I'm an advocate for women having their independence and women being looked after, as my mom taught me. But I also looked up to the likes of Usher. Usher is the big influence in my life, like as a young boy, because my dad loves Usher, and for me, looking up to that, I love obviously the way he dances and him being brought onto stage by Michael Jackson, and everyone talking about Michael Jackson is that Michael Jackson the guy. So when I saw Usher being brought on stage by Michael Jackson, I was like, oh, that's crazy. Like, so he was with the greatest of greats. So I was like, cool, I want to be at that level, if not more. Like, it's I'm very much inspired by the great performers before my time. And yeah, I just wanna, yeah.
So next on your checkoff list is America. You're out to conquer the US. Yes, next. Because you're already a superstar in the UK and back home in Africa, and you're building the fans around the world. And all of that's been done from your living room, from your home studio. But coming up next, you're going to, I hope, go to America to perform and tour.
Yes, sir. And when I come, we can do vocal warm-ups together.
I would like that. That would be great to have you live in our studio. That would be super. Aisha, I hope you heard that. Donnell, I'm going to hold you to that. Thank you very much, Donnell, for being on the show. People want to find you. They want to get a hold of you. They want to track your career, your concerts, all that stuff. Where do they go?
So I'm very active on social media. Instagram, TikTok. The tag is Official Donnell. So Official Donnell, one word. I'm very active on DMs. I connect to my fans in the comments, everything. So yeah, send me a message. Thank you for the support. And I hope you love the EP.
Mm-hmm. And one thing that I get commonly asked to ask artists young like yourself, what charity are you connected with right now? Because most young people say that they're going to work with somebody, something, and there's a lot of initiatives going on. The Feed the Hungry, you know, there's big problems in Ethiopia. There's problems all around other countries and India. They're struggling with COVID. What's Donnell behind right now?
So I'm an ambassador for my local children's hospital back in Southampton. So I've been an ambassador for about 3 years now, and I feel like it's important to stay connected with your community and help and give back. So I'd pay visits and just see how the kids are doing. Obviously, it's been hard during COVID, but even just spreading positivity, even online, like I believe charity isn't just giving with money. It's also about giving as a person. So about being positive and spreading a positive message as well, and being the right person and giving joy to the world as well. But yeah, I'm an ambassador for the Children's Hospital in Southampton. And I'm proud to be. Yeah.
And you're a likable guy. And so this is going to be a fun ride for you. It's already been fun, but I guarantee it's going to get better. You have said nothing that, you know, hasn't won fans right now in this last half hour that you've been on the show. I know you've got a lot of new fans just for watching you and listening to you and hearing you and meeting you. And I understand you're also a hardworking young man too. You were taking driving lessons. Hopefully you got your driver's license, and you were also riding the train in between everything, going from here to there and doing your thing in London, trying to make your career, going, you know, studying, all the things you were doing.
Yeah, yeah, I do drive now, so it helps a lot.
Good.
But that's an addition to the grind, so it helps me grind even harder.
Well, thank you, Donnell. Thank you for joining us. It's African Boy Part 1, the name of the new EP, and it's now available, I assume. It's right now available. Are you working towards an album?
I'm working towards everything.
Towards so everything.
Keep an eye out on the socials because it's all coming.
Official Donnell on the socials. Thank you, Donnell, again. This is Voice of America. I'm Larry London, and you've been watching Border Crossings. Thank you for tuning in.